Good evening. Welcome back to our Chofetz Chaim Chabura. We've been discussing the Aseh of Limud HaTorah, specifically because there are many women listening. I try to explain its relevance to women as well, and I said we would move on, but I came across something which I feel like it would be a shame to not share, as it is so incredibly relevant and sort of ties together a lot of the discussion we've been having. So I figure I'll give it one more time. The Shulchan Aruch paskins at the end of Siman Mem Zayin, Noshim Mivarchos Birchas HaTorah, that women make the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Now it is very difficult to understand why it is that women make Birchas HaTorah, considering the fact that they are not obligated to learn. We make a bracha on a mitzvah when the mitzvah is something we are obligated to do. And although there are opinions, the Ramah, which is the minog of the Bnei Ashkenaz, that women do make a bracha even on a mitzvah they're not obligated in, but the Shulchan Aruch's own opinion is that women cannot make a bracha on a mitzvah that they are not obligated in performing. And therefore, the question is a glaring question, which many, many great achronim throughout the ages have tried to have discussed. How can the Shulchan Aruch say that women make Birchas HaTorah if they are not mechuyif to learn, if the Shulchan Aruch's own opinion is that women cannot make a bracha on a mitzvah they are not obligated in? And that's why the Shulchan Aruch holds that women cannot make a bracha on lulav, on shofar, or anything like that, because they are not obligated in the mitzvah. So there is a marsha in Masechta Sote on Daf Chof Aleph who says a fascinating pshat in a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ko somar lebeis Yaakov. Hashem tells Moshe, so shall you say to the house of Yaakov, which Chazal explained is referring to the women, visaged, and say and tell libnei Yisrael to bnei Yisrael. So the Marsha says, he interprets the pasuk as follows, that Hashem is telling Moshe, go speak to beis Yaakov, go speak to the women, and command them what? Says the Marsha, Shehi, that she, the women, tagid libneim, they have to encourage and tell and facilitate their children, shall yilmidu, that they to get them to learn. Visitrahi, and she should strain herself. She should be intimately involved, bilimudasam, in their learning, in their success in learning. So the Marsha is saying that this pasuk is actually a commandment. It actually is a tzivoy to women that they should be involved in the learning of their mishpacha, of their family, that they should see to it to use their abilities, their encouragement, their any means at their disposal to see to it that their family should be learning and successful in their learning. So the Chassan Sefer, not the Chassam Sefer, the Chassan Sefer, who I believe was the son-in-law of the Chassam Sefer, but I'm not positive. But anyway, the Chassan Sefer says that with this Marsha, we can understand why it is that the Shulchan Aruch says that women make Birchas HaTorah. And he says as follows, the Imkain, and according to this Marsha, Shapir Mivarchinon, it makes sense that women can make the bracha. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav, that you Hashem sanctified us with your mitzvahs. Shegam oisonu kiddush mitzvahs limud haTorah. Women can say this because women are saying, us too, we too were sanctified with the mitzvah of studying Torah. Afal pi shepotar osonu milimud atzmo, even though you exempted us from the actual learning, mikol makom still nitztavinu lasoik. But you still commanded us to be involved and to bring about the Torah of our children. So we were commanded Torah to be osek, to be involved in Torah in this way. As we've explained, that involvement is something which is considered mamish as if they're learning. And according to the Chassan Sofer, the Birchas HaTorah bears that out. So the Birchas HaTorah that women say is an opportunity to reinforce the fact that they are fulfilling their God-given role in Limud HaTorah, in the study of Torah, through enabling the study of Torah behind the scenes and thereby deriving all the immense benefits that come from the study of Torah through that facilitation. That is all contained, according to the Chassan Sofer, in the bracha of Birchas HaTorah that they are saying. That is what they are appreciating, and that they have this command of being Osek BaTorah, just not quite in the exact same way as the men, but just as significant. Have a wonderful night.